إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا هادي له، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. أما بعد، our book on these days is Kitab al-Kabair by Imam al-Zahabi rahimahullah Abu Abdullah Muhammad ibn Ahmad rahimahullah. It's a book that he has compiled based on one verse of the Quran and a number of ahadith. This verse of the Quran, its meaning occurs in two other verses. Allah said, إِنْ تَجْتَنِبُوا كَبَائِرَ مَا تُنْهَوْنَ عَنْهُ نُكَفِّرَ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَنُدْخِلْكُمْ مُدْخَلًا كَرِيمًا. إِنْ تَجْتَنِبُوا كَبَائِرَ مَا تُنْهَوْنَ عَنْهُ, if you abstain, if you avoid and keep away from مَا تُنْهَوْنَ عَنْهُ, those things that we have predicted you that are kabair. إن تجتنبوا كبائر ما تنهون عنه, if you abstain from those ones that are kabair, from the things that we have prohibited you from. Allah said, نكفر عنكم سيئاتكم, we will forgive you, we will atone for your smaller sins, سيئات, those sins that are lesser in their gravity. We will atone those ones on your behalf, and then وَنُدْخِلْكُمْ مُدْخَلًا كَرِيمًا, we will grant you an entrance into a honorable place in a honorable manner. Imam al-Zahabi in the Muqaddima of this book, فَقَدْ تَكَفَّلَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى بِهَذَا النَّصِّ لمن اجتنب الكبائر بأن يدخله الجنة, فقد تكفل الله سبحانه وتعالى. Allah has given guarantee and assurance بهذا النص, this clear cut text from the Quran, لمن اجتنب الكبائر, but the one or those who avoid الكبائر, that he will certainly admit such persons into Al-Jannah. So if you want Al-Jannah, we all must avoid Al-Kabair. We said there are two other verses in the Quran, one in Surah Al-Shura that has the meaning of this verse in Surah Al-Nisa, and Al-Imam al-Zahabi mentioned them all in the Muqaddimah of his book. Book Al-Kabair, and the one that's in Surah Al-Najm, Allah said, أَيْنَ يَجْتَنِبُونَ كَبَائِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَالْفَوَاحِشَ إِلَّا اللَّمَمَ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ وَاسِعُ الْمَغْفِرَةِ. The same thing, avoiding, keeping away from كَبَائِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَالْفَوَاحِشَ, those things that are evil, they are grievous, they are mu'minat, as the Prophet called them in some ahadith, they are asam, they are acts of iniquities, they are fawahish, they are shameful practices. These sins, if we keep away from them, Allah said, Nukaffirankum sayyatikum wa nudkhilkum mudkhalan karima. And from the ahadith that emphasize the meaning inside these verses, that hadith of Abu Huraira, Al-Imam al-Zahabi rahimahullah mentions it as the first hadith in this book, Al-Kabair. He said, وَقَوْلَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الصَّلَوَاتُ الْخَمْسُ وَالْجُمْعَةُ إِلَى الْجُمْعَةِ كَفَّارَةٌ, in some riwayat, رَمَضَانُ إِلَى رَمَضَانُ كَفَّارَةٌ مَا بَيْنَهُنَّ The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as-salawatul khams, the five daily salawat, salatul fajr, between fajr and zuhur, between zuhur and asr, between asr and maghrib, between maghrib and isha, wal-jum'atu ila al-jum'ati. Today is Jum'ah. Between this Jum'ah we had today, may Allah accept it, and the Jum'ah that will come next week, between these two. In another report, he said, wa Ramadan wa ila Ramadan. From one Ramadan we had last year, we started counting for another Ramadan that is coming near. Allah, out of his mercy, keep us till next Ramadan. So the same way, these deeds, I remember one of our brothers who passed away just last Monday, few days ago, 3 or 4 days ago, Wahid Shonibare. We were discussing at the last Hajj how we are going to attend the next Hajj. We were planning, next Hajj, we'll do this, we'll do that, we'll do that. We're discussing next Hajj. Last September, we were supposed to have started building a masjid. The committee has been set up, the diagram has been checked, this has been approved just to start. He took ill, he died last Monday. So between these acts of worship, from one Jum'ah to the next Jum'ah, the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, may Allah forgive our brother Wahid. His name is Wahid, meaning uniqueness, Farid. When someone is unique, may Allah grant him unique compassion and mercy. He was a very, very, very good brother. The last day we met, he was telling me he stopped one of his daughters after secondary school so that she can finish the Hifz of Quran. She has now finished the Hifz of the Quran. He told me now she wants to go and start studying medicine. After memorizing Quran, 2 years after secondary school, he stopped the girl. The first child had a first class in a UK university after memorizing the Quran. And he listens to his son. At least one juzu per week, the boy will read Quran to me. We're discussing face to face. He called the girl to come and greet me. Have you seen Abu Nasir before? He said, no, come. Come on. That is just about 3 weeks before he finally died. May Allah forgive this brother. His deal for the deen is very high. Very open-handed. Very, very rich. So generous. So generous, this brother. Very generous, very humble. Rahimahullah. May Allah forgive him. But the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wal jum'atu ila al-jum'ati, kafaratun lima baynahun. One jum'ah to the next jum'ah. Of course, that is if Allah makes the person leave from one jum'ah to the next jum'ah. He was around last jum'ah, but he's not around this jum'ah. So all these acts of worship, in between them, the Prophet said, alayhi salatu salam, these ibadat, one fajr to zuhur, one zuhur to asr, it is kafaratun lima baynahun. It is a means of atonement, a means of forgiveness, a means of pardon, lima, for everything that occurs in between, meaning both major sins and minor sins, lima. But he removed some from it, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We may think that it is about major sins and minor sins. He now removed the major sins, kabaya, from that our thinking. So he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma lam tukshal kabair. As long as the individual is not committing kabira min al-kabair. As long as you are not upon kabair, from one Jum'ah to the next Jum'ah, it's a means of forgiveness for you. All your sins. From one Zuhur, next Asr, it's forgiveness. From after Asr, we just made Asr to Maghrib, forgiveness. So your Salat will be a means of purification for you. Don't forget, there's a condition. As long as the kabair are not violated, that is when you get that sin. obliterated. Al-Imam Zahabi said, rahimahullah, فَتَعَيَّنَ عَلَيْنَا الْفَحْصُ عَنِ الْكَبَائِرِ. It therefore means that we need to start finding out and researching what are these kabair. These kabair that when we avoid them, وَكَفِّرَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَنُدْخِلْكُمْ مُدْخَلًا كَرِيمًا. These kabair that if we avoid them, our salawatul khams, وَرَمَضَانِ إِلَى رَمَضَانِ وَالْجُمْعَةُ إِلَى جُمْعَةِ تَكُونُ كَفَّارًا. All three, it means it is necessary. فَتَعَيَّنَ, he said, رَحِمَهُ عَلَيْنَا الْفَحْصُ عَنِ الْكَبَائِرِ. Researching and finding out about kabair therefore becomes incumbent. مَا هِيَ, what are they? لِأَنَّ الْإِنْسَانَ, because the individual, لَا يَجْتَنِبُ مَا لَا يَدْرِي. If you don't know something, you can't avoid it. And yeah, he said, if you want to enter Jannah, you want me to forgive your sins, avoid kabair. If you forget forsake kabair, I will forgive you the sagair, the lamam, the sayyat. I will forgive you those ones. So it is necessary for us to know what are kabair. Mahiya, he said, rahimahullah, لِكَيْ يَجْتَنِبَهَا الْمُسْلِمُ, so that the Muslim can avoid them. That was why he wrote this book, rahimahullah, Imam al-Zahabi. The first of the kabair that he mentioned was al-shirku billah, al-kabiru julula, joining partners with Allah. Allah had warned us, إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء. إنه من يشرك بالله فقد حرم الله عليه الجنة ومأواه النار. We want to run away from the Jahannam. So he said, anyone, man yushrik billah, anyone who goes on joining partners with Allah, فقد حرم, it is absolutely prohibited that Allah should put him inside al-Jannah. The Wama Awa, his place where he will end up is Jahannam. If you want Al Jannah, you must avoid Ashirku Billah. It's from those kabair we must avoid. So he mentions it as Al Kabir Tulula, Al Imam Zahabi Rahimahullah. After that, he came to Al Kabir Tusaniya. He called it Qatlun Nafs, the second Kabira min Al Kabair. Taking the life of a person. Allah says, وَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمُ خَلِدًا فِيهَا وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَلَعَنَهُ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُ عَذَابًا عَظِيمًا. When anyone, any person, يَقْتُلُ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا, who deliberately kills or takes the life of a person of human deliberately, is not a mistake. The feelings are different. Any person who deliberately takes the life of a Muslim, فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمْ, a reward for what he has done in Jahannam. So it means it is kabira min al-kabair to take the life of a person. Why? Kabair leads to Jahannam. So we see now that in tajtanibu kabair, if you avoid kabair, يُدْخِلْكُمْ مُدْخَلًا كَرِيمًا. If you avoid kabair, you get al-jannah. But if you get involved in kabair, you may miss al-jannah. A person getting involved in kabair, if he gets involved in kabair or kabira or shirk, and he dies upon it without tawbah, is he not finding himself in Jahannam forever? So unless he makes tawbah, so al-kabair are very serious. They are the hindrances to Jahannam for anybody. If you avoid Allah, because you are concerned about Tawheed and Taqwa, it's a very big job. So Al-Kabiratul Ula is Ashirku Billah, and Al-Thaniyat is Qatlun Nafs. Allah protect us from these people. We have studied all of this. But we must come back to class today before we continue our lessons. Al-Imam al-Zahabi mentioned Al-Kabiratu Thalitha, the third one amongst those things that when you do them, Allah protect us from sihr, from the practice of sihr, learning sihr, getting involved in sihr in any way. May Allah protect us. After that, Al-Imam al-Zahabi rahimahullah, he also mentioned another qira min al-kabair, and that is tarkus salah. Called it al-kabiratu rabi'ah, the fourth major sin, abandoning salah. When we studied this, he told us in over 28 places in the Quran, Allah will command us, Akimu salat wa atu zakah, Akimu salat wa atu zakah, Akimu salat, observe salat, observe salat, observe salat. People now leave this instruction of Allah. They begin to joke with the salat. The salat is an obligation that has come together with its time. Allah said, Inna salata kanat ala al-mu'minina kitaba mawquta. It's an obligation that is connected to time. Allah said, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. Therefore, woe be upon some people who observe salah. Those who observe salah. Who are they? دِينَهُمْ أَنْ صَلَاهُ. Those who are non-talents about their salah. They leave salah to Zuhur till time of Maghrib. They leave salah till Maghrib till midnight. And they are not travelers. They are not sick people. They are not on Dorura. They just choose to allow the salah to go. They allow salah to al-Asr to leave until the time of Maghrib. The Prophet called that their praying. He called it salah to mufikit, the prayer of hypocrites. He will just sit down and wait until he meets before Guru Shams. That is the time he struggles to start the first rak'ah of salah to al-Asr. Not under any dollar. It's only fear. But a traveling person, there is no rain, there is no illness, nothing. He just used to wait. The Prophet says, alayhi salatu salam, fa'na ma wutir luhu wa malu. This kind of a person is as if he has lost the entirety of his wife and the entirety of his possessions that he has. What did he do? He jokes, am salati sahib. This kind of a person is a sahib. Is negligent regarding his salah. Allah said, Alladhina hum yura'un. When they observe salah, it is because somebody big man is coming to observe salah. They only want people to see that they are observing salah. So tarkus salah, abandoning salah, not observing salah correctly, and abandoning salah whether completely or partially or out of it. Business when we're studying this part of this Kabira min al-Kabair that Al-Imam al-Zahabi calls Al-Kabiratu al-Rabi'ah. He came from Kabiratu al-Khamiratu was Rizzah. This is very serious. Refusing to hand now, that level of life to kuna fi sabila, abhum azadin al aladina yezun, usu yakni abul. Into one place. If shaitan not playing with their heads, they begin to hold that page in zakat. It scans. This is the meaning of this verse. You know, that's why Allah said, "Wala yufikuna ha." This zahab and al-fitr. La yunfikuna ha. Sadilillah. They will not give it out in zakah for the sake of Allah. Allah said, Fabashiruhum. These people who behave like this, just give them information about what? The Azab in Alim. About a painful punishment that will reach them on the day of Qiyam. So, from the things that can make a person get into Jahannam on the day of Qiyam is manu zakah, refusing to pay zakah. So it is from the kabai. If you avoid in the kafir ankum sadiat, one would kill kum mudhalak. After that, al kabira to sadisa. Another destructive thing, and that's what we are upon presently. Kabira to sadisa. And the overruling text regarding that, that shows that Ukukul Walidin is from Al-Kabair, is that verse in Surah Al-Isra. We have also read that verse where Allah said, وَقَدَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا قَضَى رَبُّكَ. Your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala amara rabbuk. He has given that command. What is the command? Allah ta'budu illa iya. Don't commit shirk. Allah has commanded that shirk is haram. It's from kabair. It's from mubiqat. Any person who wants al-jannah in tajtanibu kabair or matunhaun, if you avoid shirk, you avoid qatl nafs, you avoid all these things, kabair, kafir ankum sayyat. So here Allah commands you, qadha rabbuka la ta'budu illa iyyah. Allah has commanded that nobody, all of you, la ta'budu, do not give service to anything illa iyyah, except Allah alone. From that command is that Wabil Walidin. He has also commanded that regarding your parents, Ihsana, you must be nice to them. You must not direct Isa'a. The scholars say that Al Ihsan, Hilaful Isa'a. So that's why it says Wabil Walidin Ihsana. Isa'a is to direct negative things to them. Isa'a. To offend them. Isa'a. To disrespect them. Isa'a is to disobey them, to abandon them, being unkind to them. This one, Allah has prohibited it. That's why I said, Ihsan is what you should direct to your parents. Niceness, obedience, companionship, you know, relating with them nicely, connecting with them, relating with them. Aspects of exam. These parents, Imayablugana in the Kalkiva or Haduhuma, Aukilahuma, Alata Kullahuma Ufin, Walatan Haruhuma, O Kullahuma Kaulan Karima. Allah said, Imayablugana in the Kalkiva, either your father or your mother, when they get old with you, in the, yeah, with you, they get old. Many of us now, we don't even give that space that our old parents should stay with us. So it's from the basic rule of relating with parents is that they are with us or we are with them. They are either with us in our house or we are with them in their house. Indak, yablugana indak, kibara. When they attain old age with you. So the scholars say with you is that when you are alive, ahaduhuma, whether one of them, either the mother or the father, aukilahuma, or the two of them, they are alive, they have reached old age, and you are there. Allah said, "Fala takullahuma ufin." Do not say uf to them. We've explained all of these that we are saying. What the scholars, how they have described. Do not say any negative statements to them. فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ Don't tell them off. Don't get fed up with them. Don't tell them, please, please, don't disturb me. Stop disturbing me. La, don't do it. Don't say, if you do it, you are committing Kabira min al Kabair. That's your action. It's not from the action of the people of Al Jannah. That is the action that Allah said in Tajtanibuha. If you avoid them, Mukafirankum Sayyadikum. That is the action that Al Jumu'atu ila Al Jumu'ah, Al Salawatu al Khams, Al Jumu'atu ila Al Jumu'ah, Wa Ramadhan ila Ramadhan, Kafaratun lima bainahuma. Much to Nibatil Kabayim. As long as you avoid this thing, you'll be gaining forgiveness from Allah from one Jumu'ah to another Jumu'ah. For whatever sins the rest of yourself, as long as you avoid Al Kabayim, the sixth of which we are discussing today. So these are the verses. وَلَا تَكُلَّهُمَا أُفِّنْ وَلَا تَنْهَارُهُمَا وَكُلَّهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا وَاخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. May Allah forgive all of us whatever shortcomings we may have regarding this issue. And I adjure every one of us, go back to the drawing boards regarding your parents. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in hadith number 46 here, we have read it too. Said, Allah unabbi'ukum bi akbari al-kabair. He said to the companions, that hadith is the hadith of Abu Bakrah, Nufayr ibn al-Haris al-Saqafi. Even though he does not like to be called Ibn al-Haris, Nufayr. He does not like it to be called Ibn al-Haris. He prefers to be called Abu Bakr al-Mawla Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He was a freed slave of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. He said, Al-Haris is not my father. Don't call me Ibn al-Haris again. Radiallahu anhu wa ridahu. He was the one who reported this hadith, and it is in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim. Said Allah unabbi'ukum bi akbari al-kabair. Qalu bala ya Rasulallah. Companions, ya bala, please tell us, O Messenger of Allah. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned al-ishraku billah, and he followed it with what? Wa uqukil walide. But these are akbarul kabair, the most serious and grievous amongst the kabair. Don't forget that when we mentioned the 6 points we read in the Muqaddimah of this book, one of the points is that Al-Kabair, yeah, in Darajat. Not all Kabair are the same. Shirk is the worst. It will occur anywhere we are talking about Kabair. So if we talk about Mubiqat now, some sins will not come. Here now the Prophet is talking about what? Akbarul Kabair. It means some Kabair. Kabair are akbaru min, they are worse than some of us. From those ones that are worse, it's what? Hukukul walidin. Hukukul walidin. It is from the aspects of masiya. Masiyatul walidin. Iza'ul walidin. Qat'ul walidin. All of these come under hukukul walidin. Undutifulness, as somebody translated it. When you are undutiful. If a person is disobedient, is he still undutiful? Does undutifulness cover disobedience? Does cutting them off, is it part of undutiful? Otherwise, all of these are part of okuku. When you insult them, it's just okuku. When you disobey them, it is okuku. When you abandon them, it is okuku. In fact, when you do something that they don't like, even when they don't tell you that they don't like it, this is from okuku. Ehwa. You are doing something your parents don't. They did not tell you that they don't like it, but you know that they don't like it. And it is not from those things that turn haram into halal or vice versa. It is from hukukul walidin. Or you are doing something that they like. They did not tell you that they like it, but you know that they like it. So stop that thing is from hukuk. It's a very, very serious matter. We've said it in the past. Many scholars wrote about hukukul walidin. Al-Imam Baqiyuddin al-Subki wrote, his son Tajuddin al-Subki, Abu Bakr al-Tuktushi, many scholars wrote about Uncle Walidain. May Allah forgive all of us. In Hadith 47, the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, that Hadith is the Hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-Aas, that Ridha Allah fi Ridha al-Walid, wa Sakhat Allah fi Sakhat al-Walid, Ridha Allah fi Ridha al-Walid. When the Walid is pleased, when the father said, Ridha Allah fi Ridha al-Walid, Allah is pleased with you. We clarify all this. Not when the father is pleased with you for committing haram. No. We explained all of these when we explained these ahadith. But when your father is pleased with you over something that is lawful, you should understand that Allah is pleased with you. Likewise, when the walid is displeased with you, Allah is displeased with you. Don't forget, as long as it is regarding halal, you refuse to pray at the time your daddy is angry. You are playing chess and your father is angry with you. Just abandon that chess. You are playing Ludo, your father is angry with you. You are playing the one that is done using words, Scrabble. Your father is displeased. All these things. You are watching for you. These are things that you should abandon. If you don't abandon it, just know that you are under the displeasure of Allah's hand. And you are only walidain. Allah protect us. In Hadith number 48, we have read this Hadith. The Prophet also said, alayhi salatu wasalam, Al-walidu awsatu abwaab al-jannah. Al-walidu awsatu abwaab al-jannah. From the doors of al-jannah, the best of them are Allah. وخيرها خير أبواب الجنة وأعلاها. That's why I say awsat, the mid one. Arabs refer to the best of something as awsatها. Did you not see that the Prophet said عليه الصلاة والسلام the خير الأمور awsatها, the best of affairs are those ones that are middle course. So when they want to describe something as the best of something, it's وها. He said عليه الصلاة والسلام Al-Walidu Awsatu Abwaab al-Jannah. That is Hadith number 48. In Hadith number 49, the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, even though we said that he had the love, with this expression, this Hadith is munkar, it is weak, that Al-Jannatu Tahta Aqdam al-Ummahat, it is munkar with this expression like this, that what was established was the Prophet saying that فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ تَحْتَ رِجْلَيْهَا الْجَنَّةُ تَحْتَ رِجْلَيْهَا فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ تَحْتَ رِجْلَيْهَا صلى الله عليه وسلم. That is the hadith of Jahima رضي الله عنه, that was reported from his son Muawiyah ibn Jahima ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, said this Muawiyah was a companion, the Jahima was a companion, Abbas was a companion. The three of them were all companions. The one that surpasses them was Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, vis-a-vis Asma'u bint Abi Bakr al-Siddiq, vis-a-vis Abdullah ibn Zubayr. If you pick Muawiyah and his father and his grandfather, as Abdullah ibn Zubayr, count him as one. He is the son of who? Asma bint Abi Bakr al-Siddiq. He is the daughter of who? Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, number three. He is the son of who? Abu Quraifa, number four. So Abu Bakr is senior to everybody. There is nobody that has four generations of companions except Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, radiallahu anhu. It is for them, not radiallahu anhu, from Abdullah ibn Zubayr to his mother Asma, to her father Abu Bakr, to that grandfather Abu Quhafa. What do you say to them? Radiallahu anhum. So Muawiyah said, Anna Jahima taja'a ila Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His father Jahima came to Prophet, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, arabtu an aqsuwa wa qad ji'tu tashiruka atlu min dhalika wajh Allah. I want to go and fight jihad. To astashiruka, I class atlu min dhalika wajh Allah. I want to seek the pleasure of Allah and the face of Allah with it. The Prophet asked him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allaka min ummin, do you have your mother? Qala na'am. Said, yes, Messenger of Allah. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, falzamha, go and speak to your mother. Fa'inna al-jannata tahta rijlayha. Because al-jannah is under her two legs. The ulama say it means when she's pleased with you, she'll just remove her legs on top like this, you get the jannah. When she raises her leg like this, you are inside jannah. Go and sit down to please her, to obey her, keep her company, to be dutiful to her, run her errands. Some brothers are too big to run errands for their mother. Some brothers are too big to sweep their mother's room, to dress their mother's bed. They are too big for that. May Allah prepare all of us. Hadith number 50. And some of the scholars like Al-Hafiz ibn Hajar, like we said in the last class. This is from the Hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As. Ja'ahu rajulun alayhi salatu wasalam, jihad. A man came to ask the Prophet's permission for jihad. Ibn Hajar said, Yahtamilu an yakuna jahima. It is possible that it is that jahima that we talked about. And the hadith of jahima that we reported is contained in the Musnad of Al-Imam Ahmad. It's also in the Sunan of Al-Imam Nasai. It's also reported by Al-Imam Ibn Majah in his Sunan. So this man came to the Prophet to tell him, alayhi salatu wasalam, fil jihadi ma'ahu. He wants to tell him about going for jihad together with him. Faqal, the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, ahayyun walidak, are your parents alive? Qala na'am. Man said, yes. Yeah, like the Prophet said, fafihima fajahid. Oh, that effort, that energy, that money, that time you want to spend for jihad, go and spend it with your mother. Spend the energy, spend the time, spend the money, spend the carefulness. You will be careful when you are on jihad. You have to be careful to be able to kill the enemy. You have to pay attention. You have to spend money. You have to be patient. All of these things you spend in jihad. Fafihima fajahid. Go and spend all of them with your parents at home. In Hadith 51, the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We also read this in the last class. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this one occurs in the Hadith of Tariq al-Muhari, who said that qadimna al-Madinata. We arrived in Medina. فَإِذَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ قَائِمٌ عَلَى الْمِنْبَرِ يَخْطُبُ النَّاسَ. Now we've met the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ عَلَى الْمِنْبَرِ يَخْطُبُ النَّاسَ. Saw his son in Qa'im. He was giving a sermon to the people. وَهُوَ يَقُولُ. He did that, he was saying that Yadul Mu'til Ulya, the hand of the person who is giving somebody something, that is the one that is up. Yadul Mu'til Ulya, the hand of the one giving charity, that is the one that is up. He said to Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Wabda'a biman ta'ul, you that you are giving something, start with those man ta'ul. Those ones who are dependent on you, start with them. Ummak. He started to count them who are dependent on us. That is what you see in Hadith 51. But if you don't get this background, you come straight to Kitab al-Kabair. You just see, he just started, he said, Ummak, wa abak, wa ukhtak. What was he talking about? So he said, wa da iman sa'ul. Start with who are dependent on you. That's why إيمان تعول في محل النصب. That is مفعول. So على البدلية you see it comes as what أمك. Your mother. That is وابدع في أمك. Do you understand? So from those people إبدع starts with. So if it comes you can say the أمك. So you start with your mother أمك وأباك and your father. وأختك your sister وأخوك your brother وأدناك أدناك those who are nearer الأقرب إليك الأقرب أدناك those who are nearer than so the individual must obey this instruction. If he does not obey it, he falls under عقوق الوالد. Spend on your parents, brothers. Spend on your mother, spend on your children, spend on your wife, spend. Counted all these people. Say, wabda biman, biman ta'ud. That's your spending. Those who depend on you. From the first, so those who usually depend on children are the parents. From the first of those who usually depend on children are the parents. Parents depend on us so much. They want to eat food, they collect from us. Everything they want to do. Say, my child, it's my needs, it's my needs. Allah make us good children to our parents. And hadith number 52. He said, وَرُوِيَ عَنِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالَ. It was reported from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he said, this hadith is the hadith of Abu Darda, Uwaymir ibn Malik al-Ansari. And the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la yadkhuli al-jannata aqun. La yadkhuli al-jannata aqun. Aqun, the disobedient child. He asks, he insults them, he says what he likes to them, he misbehaves, or she misbehaves. Can be a man or a woman. La yadkhuli al-jannata aqun. He explained that which is la yadkhuli al-jannata abadan. Is a stahalla value. If you think that, oh, it is halal for me, nobody should tell me that it's halal. You can do anything to his parents, can disobey his parents. This is kufur. Mentioning as halal something that Allah has prohibited. It's haram. It's not lawful. On the aspects of kufr. فَمِثْلُهُ لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ أَبَدًا. If he dies without tawbah. So he has died upon kufr. The second meaning of لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ عَاقٌ is the one who is just lazy out of nonchalance. He gets to become a disobedient and all of this. The first time that people who are not punished for their sins will be entering Al-Jannah, he will not be there. He will be inside Jahannam, tasting the punishment for his uncle. Allah pray because this is the least punishment. Otherwise, the first one is worse than this one. The least punishment is that if Allah does not forgive him, he will not enter Al-Jannah until Allah forgives. He will be there till Allah wills. In Jahannam. La yadkhul al-Jannah. What was his problem? Uquq al-walidain. Disobedience to parents. Undutifulness to parents. Making your parents become sad over you. Allah is very common. Children make parents to be sad. Their parents will be crying. After that, you'll be pressing, your parents are crying over you. What kind of child are you? Some of us, and this is very common too. You say you are japa, your parents, your mother will be crying, and you still wait. What money are you making? How much is it? You make your parents to cry over you. Allah protects. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, La yadkhuli al-jannata aqun. An undutiful child, disobedient child who brings disturbance and worry to the parents. Ladkhul al-Jannah. He will not enter al-Jannah from the beginning. Wala mannanu. Subhanallah. The one who is always reminding people about favors he did to them. Mannan. May Allah protect us. The favored people, we always remind them. Wala mudmin khamrin. The one who is always ever becoming drunk with alcohol. He has idman. Not that he just drank. No. He's always a drunkard. I mentioned in the last class, a sister asked me that. She has been living with her husband for 12 years. They have 3 or 4 children. The man, every day he's coming back from work, he's drunk. He will be falling helter-skelter like this. And she has been living with him for 12 years. Now, this mudmin khamrin is not limited to alcoholic alone. Other drugs, like cocaine, like Indian hemp, like all other drugs they take today, because they are from khumur, they take away the sound intellect of an individual. So this kind of a person too, if he thinks his lawful is halal, you disappear, stop telling us that it is haram, and do what we like. This is kufr. Unless he makes tawbah. If he dies like that, he will remain in Jahannam forever. Like kafir. It's kufr, complete kufr. Expels a person from Islam to make halal what Allah has clearly made haram. The second thing is, if it's not that it's clear, yes, we know that it is haram. We know that it is haram, but you know, it starts giving excuses. It does not mean that it is not from Kabair. It is still from Kabair. So these kinds of people will not enter al-Jannah at the beginning when others are entering. They will be Jahannam until Allah wills, except as Allah decides otherwise. Because in Allah, Allah can forgive if He chooses, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next person that the Prophet mentioned in this hadith of Abu Darda, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, radiallahu anhu, is mu'minun bisihrin, a person who believes in sihr. How does he believe? Every little thing that happens is sihr. Everything is sihr. Or he goes to obtain sihr. Or he wants to employ sihr to remove sihr. That's ulama refer to as an-nushra. Employing sihr to remove sihr. Because it's sin, it's not lawful. This is one evidence that it's not lawful. To employ sihr to remove sihr, not lawful. Why? If he does not believe in the second sihr, he will not try to use it to remove the first sihr. But ikhwah, these things are very, very important. Each and every one of us to pay attention to and avoid them. Like Al-Imam Al-Bahabi said, rahimahullah, at the beginning, when he was talking about why we need to study Kabair. This fata'ayyan alayna al-fahsu al-Kabair. It therefore becomes absolutely incumbent and necessary upon us. What is that? Al-fahsu al-Kabair, the research, finding out about what are the kabair? Why? Likay yajtanibaha al-Muslim. That the Muslim avoid it. That is why we are discussing these matters. In hadith number 53, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, radiallahu anhuma, he said, Ja'a Arabiyun faqal, a Bedouin approached the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he asked, Ya Rasulallah, O Messenger of Allah, Mal Kabair, what are Kabair? Allah said, In tajtanibu Kabair ma tunhaw. So there's something called Kabair from the Quran. Mal Kabair. Not just in one single place in Surah Nisa, it's in Shura, it's in Surah Najm. Mal Kabair. Those kabair that Allah said in touch, وندخلكم مدخلا كريما. طيب what are those كبائر؟ Tell me what are كبائر. قال the prophet said عليه الصلاة والسلام in response to that he said الإشراك بالله, joining partners with Allah. First thing is always the first thing about الكبائر, because it's the worst thing anybody can commit. It is أكبر الكبائر, the worst of all the كبائر anybody can commit. أكبر الموبقات, the most grievous from the destructive sins anybody can commit. إشراك بالله. I think we deserve to be teaching children the aspects of shirk today. We deserve that, to pay attention to teaching people, this is shirk, oh, this thing, this one like this is shirk, this one like this is shirk, this one like this is shirk. That is what the book of Sheikh Muhammad Ibn Abdul-Wahhab is very, very important and necessary. Because he discusses all these matters. He even discusses the matters that they are just one step away from shirk. Just one step away. After discussing shirk and tawhid, he even discusses those matters that one step away from shirk. He discussed all of them as much as he saw. And the book is very, very beneficial. Kitab al-Tawhid by Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab. It occurs in any language you want to find. It's in English, in Yoruba. And Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, he gave one explanation to it that nobody before him gave the type of it. Even Fathul Majid, one of the grandchildren of the author, was not as expansive and explanatory like Al-Qawl al-Mufid by Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen on Kitab al-Tawheed. I adjure you, if you're Talib al-Ilm, I'm sure, and you can read Arabic, I'm sure you should have studied this book. Not just studying, not just reading across. Study, sit down, carry your Bible and your pencil, be studying it, be making notes. Kitab al-Tawheed. And it's sharh by Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen. That is called Al-Qawl al-Mufid. Iqwa, look for it. It deserves to be put as a book in a masjid after Salatul Fajr, you read something. Salatul Zuhr, you read something. Especially universities and colleges. Don't just be making your programs to be open-ended programs. You'll be inviting Sheikh this, Sheikh that, Sheikh that. Pick Kitab al-Tawheed and be studying that book amongst yourself. It's better for you. Many times we like to do programs like feasts and festivals. It's so common with us now. We want to do programs like feast and festival. You know, we buy coke, we buy zobo, we buy buns, buy meat pie, one shake. Just come this lecture. That's enough for that. For you, spend time and money on all this. Ikhwa, go and pick it up with your head. Get one of you who has studied it with a learned person to come and be reading it to the rest of you. If you spend 1 hour daily, take it to be between Maghrib and Isha. Universities where you have hostels. Kitab al-Tawheed, Al-Qawl al-Mufid, and Sheikh Ibn al-Uthaymeen. You can be studying it one after the other and getting good explanations about them. Why? Because of the seriousness of the repercussions of shirk. If you don't know it, you don't know the various roads that leads to shirk, you can find yourself inside shirk. May Allah protect all of us. That Arabiyun who came to ask the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, asking him, Mal Kabair, what are the Kabair? Tell me about them. Allah mentioned them in the Quran. Subhanahu, a number of pieces. What are they? The first thing the Prophet mentioned alayhi salatu wasalam was Al Ishraku Billah, joining partners with Allah. Qala Thumma Mada. Then after that, what? Qala Thumma Uququl Walidain. After that is Uququl Walidain, Al Kabair. After the Prophet mentioned, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Al Ishraku Billah, the next one he mentioned was what? Uququl Walidain. Do you not see that as Wakodoro Bukala Abudu Illa Ida? He's talking about Shirk. La Tushriku Billah. After that, what did he mention? Wabil Walidain. So Uququl Walidain is a very, very serious in Surah Al-Luqman, what did Allah say? Anishkur li wal walidayk, ayyal masir. Many times when Allah talks about himself, he quickly add our parents. So after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ishrakullah, the next thing that he mentioned after that was what? Ukul walidayk, disobedient to parents, causing harm to your parents, causing worry to your parents, insulting your parents, raising your voice against your parents, disobeying your parents, making them become sad. SubhanAllah, it's a very common thing now. May Allah forgive us. Summa mother. The man acted there. After that, then what? All the messenger said, alayhi salatu wasalam, al-yaminul ghamus. Yani al-yamun, al-yaminul kaziba. The oath that are lies, false oaths. You are void, and you know that it's a lie. Wallahi la ilaha illa. It is called al-yaminul ghamus. False lies, lies that are oaths or swearing. That are lies. May Allah protect us. The scholar says it was called Ghamus. لِأَنَّهَا تَغْمِسُ صَاحِبَهَا فِي الْإِثْمِ ثُمَّ فِي النَّارِ لِأَنَّهَا. It is called Al-Yaminul Ghamus because لِأَنَّهَا تَغْمِسُ صَاحِبَهَا فِي الْإِثْمِ ثُمَّ فِي النَّارِ. Because it will sink صَاحِبَهَا, the one who is making that vow. Saying wallahi, wa rabbi al-Kaaba, wallahi, wallahi, and you know it's a lie. That your swearing will sink you. Tagmisu sahibaha fil ismi thumma fi nar. It will sink the person doing that. Inside criminality, thumma fi nar. That is the muqaddimah of getting to Jahannam. May Allah protect all of us. But the point here is about hukukul wali. The second serious, grievous sin that this Bedouin who asked about Al-Kabair, the second thing he heard was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talking about hukukul wali, disobedience to parents, insulting parents, disrespect to parents, abandoning your parents. You are somewhere enjoying. You went to Canada, you went to Brazil, you went to UK. Your mother is inside village drinking gari. Inna rabbaka la bil mirsad. Many brothers are like this. Allah is waiting for you. This hadith occurs in Sunan al-Nasa'i, Sunan al-Tirmidhi, Imam al-Bukhari also reported. In Hajj, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وعنه صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم also from the hadith of Abu الدرداء وامر ابن مالك الأنصاري said لا يدخل الجنة عاق ولا مكذب بالقدر عاق. Just like hadith 52 that we read, in fact some of the scholars say they are one and the same hadith, but what was there that's not in 52 was مكذب بالقدر, the one who relies قدر. Say there is nothing like Qadar. Allah has preordained. Allah has not preordained anything. We are the ones in charge. Allah has preordained. Subhanahu. Allah has preordained. Subhanahu. Even the one you think that, yes, it's my decision. Allah has preordained. Subhanahu. So Al Qadar, the one who lies, he calls Qadar. He himself knows that he's stayed alive. Allah is the controller of everything. Subhanahu. Yes, human beings, we have decisions. We have rules in the aspects of the Sharia. Because Qadar has four levels. The Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the verses of the Quran, if you look at them, the first thing about Al-Qadar is Al-Ilm. Allah has knowledge about everything. Wa anna Allah qad ahata bi kulli shay'in ilma. Allah's knowledge encompasses everything, both things of death, yesterday, today, and tomorrow, whether they have happened or they have not happened. The knowledge of everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second thing about Al-Qadr is what? Al-Kitab. Everything is documented. Did you not see you say in Nadalika fi Kitab? In Hadith. It says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, sabiku ila makfira. ما أصاب من مصيبة في الأرض ولا في أنفسكم إلا في كتاب من قبل أن نبرأها إن ذلك على الله يسير. Allah has documented everything that will happen to every one of us. The things in His knowledge are documented. That document is Allah. Al-Mahfuz, with Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He alone knows what is inside it. No one sees it, no one knows it, no one heard it, no one saw it, except Allah. So everything that will happen from Qadar, it's in the knowledge of Allah. They have been written down, subhanahu wa ta'ala, by Him. Those things have been written down. The third aspect of Al-Qadar is Al-Mashi'ah. Ulama, we have Mashi'atullah al-Kawniyah. Those things Allah wants in existence. There are lions in existence, yes, Allah wants it. There are snakes, Allah wants it. There's human beings. There are Negroes, Nigerians. Oh, everything you see everywhere, it is from the Mashi'ah of Allah. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. So what He wants is based on His knowledge and His wisdom, subhanahu. And from the aspects of His Mashi'ah also is Mashi'atullah al-Shari'ah. Those things that He likes, from the things that He has legislated for us, this is where our own choice comes in. From the things that He legislates, we do some of them, we leave some of them, and we punish according to that. That is where our own responsibility comes. In all of these, Allahu khaliqu kulli shay'in, the first thing is al-khalq. Everything is created by Allah subhanahu. Everything is from the picture of standing of Qadr. I hope also that young people pay attention now to learn these creeds, because that is what you will use to understand your life and have a hope about hereafter. Allah make it easy for us. Inshallah, we stop here on Hadith 54. Continue from here in our next class, because the time is already fasted. I wasn't even looking at the time at all. Allah forgive that shortcoming. I wasn't looking at the time at all. Abu Rahman.
Sorry.
Amin wa iyyakum, Abu Ayman.
The first.
I mean, we have one or two questions today.
The first reads, how important is it to attend one parent's janaza, especially if you are abroad, considering of immediate family?
How important is it to attend one parent's janaza if you are abroad? Considering that the cost of immediate flight is usually very expensive, how important is your mother to you? The answer to it, the answer to your question, how important is your father to you? A brother we buried last Tuesday. One of the brothers heard in the night. He met us in the Janaza. He was in the UK. The brother Wahid Tunibare that we buried last Tuesday, who passed away. A brother was in the UK. He heard overnight. By the time we were on the burial itself, by 4:35 p.m., he was already with us in Lagos. They were good friends. They related together. I said, I must be there. That is because that his friend is important to him. And now the rest of us should not think that this is strange. I have come into a case before to beg a brother to attend the janaza of his mother. The wife called me and said, Abu Nasir, my husband has refused to attend the janazah of his mother. It's not abroad. It is between Abuja and Lagos. And he's rich enough to be able to come. It was the wife who begged and said, I should help her beg her husband to attend the janazah. I said, what reason is he giving? He said, you are not brought up with mercy. So he should bury the mother. What is going? What will it do? If your mother is not important to you, then do what you like. If she's important to you, do what you like. That is the answer. If your mother is important to you, because as expensive as it is not as expensive as unaffordable. In fact, to stay away from your mother until she accepted like that, just like that, by the way, by the time you were away, he died without you. How did you feel? You were so far away from your mother that she died. What were your efforts before your mother died? What were your efforts before your father died? You are now asking that, how important is it? Well, it is as important as your mother is to you. If your mother is not important to you, then it's not important. Take it like that. If she's important to you, then it's important. And each of these two positions has their own rewards. May Allah protect us. These are big problems today. And I think I should tell mothers too. One of the things that leads children to begin to think like this is that many mothers are now abandoning their children. So the children too become hard-hearted. Are mothers not keeping their children? I have a sister whose mother was keeping her with her friend. Her mother was selling ordinary post office materials, envelope and stamp. So she would go and keep the girl somewhere. And the sons of that woman were abusing this person sexually for years. And they will tell her not to tell her mother. So many parents were abusing and were abandoning their children. It's worse now. You women looking for money everywhere, you abandon your child. Are you not seeing that? Called in English? Schools where they keep children. In schools, teen and nursery schools and all of this. You are abandoning your child because of salary. If you are not careful, that child will pay back. The child will not find anybody to pay attention to him or to her. How do you think the child will grow up? The child will grow up too and abandon you somewhere. A brother had told me once too that his father is disturbing him in their house. He wants to ask me whether I should tell her to go. I said, to go where? To go where? So this is common with Alakowe mothers and Alakowe fathers. In the north, they say, Yamboko, father and mother, you abandon your children. We hope that your children will not abandon you one day. Many people abandon their children because of Naira and Kobo. We hope that those children will not abandon you too. So these kinds of issues arise when parents were hard-hearted, abandoning their children, when the children needed emotional support, when the children needed care, when the children needed upbringing, children needed company. You, the mother, you abandon that child. What are you teaching the child? The child should also abandon you. The child should not also have empathy. Many wicked Yahoo boys are on the streets now. They were products of people that their mothers had abandoned. They lack pity, they lack empathy, they are wicked because the mothers too abandoned them. So if you are running about looking for money, don't forget that everything has a consequence. May Allah protect us. Who I to suffice here as a class. parents. Those of us who still have our parents with us, may Allah make us dutiful to them. May Allah forgive us our shortcomings. Those who are already failing, may Allah make it easy for them or for us all to make tawbah and return to Him and accept the tawbah and forgive each and every one of us. Therefore, it's very important that children, we take care of them very well. We show them empathy, show them kindness, show them help, support them. But when you abandon children, women, it is your job. Allah will ask you about your children. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wal mar'atu ra'iyatun fi bayti zawjiha wa hiya mas'ulatun anhu. Al mar'atu ra'iyah. The woman is the ra'iyah. The house, women, house. Ra'iyatun fi bayti zawjiha. Go and ask your sisters in your street. Ra'iyatun fi bayti zawjiha. You are the ra'iyah, the shepherd in the house of your husband. House. Some women be asking, are you not meaning that with my degree? The Prophet said it is in the house. Alayhi salatu wasalam. Wa hiya mas'ulatun anha. She will be asked about her home. So you can speak any grammar to me that you like now. You can say anything that you like. Anti mas'ulatun anil bayt. Allah will ask you about your home. Inside that home, that is where you have your children. That is where you have, whether the house is clean or dirty. That is where you have food. Are they eating good food or you are just pressing phone and lying down your bed? Allah will ask you about your home. Allah, please forgive us. اللهم فبت إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وفرج إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد ما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك بارك على محمد وعلى آله كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته جزاكم الله خيرا